You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler. James, let's talk about all the different levels of plumbers, you know, what they mean. If you could just walk us through, you know, what you mean when you're talking about different levels and what those different levels could provide us as far as service.
The most common credentials that a plumber can have is their journeyman's license and or their master's license. And that is a state exam that is taken, and the state then gives that credential for that license. And you have to have a minimum of 4 years of field experience and some classroom training to be able to get your journeyman's. And then you set for a test, and if you pass that test, then you gain that credential. You have to hold your journeyman's card for a year, or you have to have at least 10 years of practical field experience to be able to set for the master's exam, and that will give you your master's plumbing license. Anything prior to that is what we would call an apprentice or just a plumber. And so we hire apprentices here, and we train them. And so there's obviously skill levels that exist with an apprentice. You know, in our company, we have skill levels from 1 through 5, and they have different criteria with them. You know, someone that's just starting out may only be a skill level 1, and they can do certain tasks that a skill level 5 can do, you know, and a skill level 1 cannot do. So most of our skill level 5 people are either a journeyman or a master plumber. Those individuals that have their credentials, they're going to be what we call senior technicians. And that just means that they have, you know, credentials to go along with their experience. So one of the things that is important to us is, you know, just because you can pass the test does not necessarily mean that you're competent to go out and solve all problems. Mm-hmm. So that practical experience, the skill levels, you know, you might have your journeyman's card and only be at a skill level 3 just because that's what you're competent at. So those skill levels are really important to define what someone is competent to go do, even though they may have their credentials from the state.
Different people within your company have different skill sets. So within the different levels, are there specific areas that certain journeymen or certain masters work on?
Absolutely. We are very passionate about making sure that we send someone to the client's home that is completely competent to be able to solve the problem that the client called for. We're not going to send, if the gas water heater is malfunctioning, we're not going to send a skill level 1 person to that home because they're more than likely not competent in gas water heaters. Now, that doesn't mean that we may not send a skill level 5 person to fix a faucet. Just depends on availability of that. But we definitely are very honed into, okay, is the person that we're sending to the home have the competency both in the technical side and the communication side? Because sometimes certain problems need to be communicated thoroughly and effectively for the homeowner to understand them. So communication is also part of the skill set as well.
So if you have any questions about any of the things James spoke about today, you know you can always reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air. The number to call is 540-483-9382.